This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, June 24th. Okay. So that sell-off we had yesterday was triggered in Asia. And as we dug in the details, there was a questionable report on Substack that hit Samsung, which is a memory manufacturer that competes with Micron in South Korea. And that report's been largely dismissed, and Samsung gapped up in Korean trading. So now we're going to have Micron and Seagate Technology, SanDisk, all the other memory-related stocks bounce impressively today. Despite this bounce, okay, we are on hold for Micron's earnings at the close. So I just want you to know what's going on. Sales are supposed to be up 279%. Earnings are supposed to be up 962%. Analysts have revised their estimates 6% higher in the past month, but they're revising estimates higher every day. Okay. And last quarter, Samsung had a 33.2% surprise. Before that, it was a 20.6% surprise. So obviously, Micron is priced for perfection. Okay. It'll be interesting to see Wall Street's reaction to this. Micron is a little like NVIDIA. It's the new trillion-dollar darling, okay? And there's a lot of options being written on this stock. And it's possible, despite spectacular results, the stock may not go up if there's a lot of cover calls written on it. Because the market makers are just trying to collect big premiums by writing calls. And so that's going to be very interesting. But Micron's still up 40% in the past month. And the memory shortage is real. I think we'll get more evidence of that today after the close. Otherwise, that's it, folks. That's the grand finale to a perfect earnings announcement season. S&P 500 earnings were up 39 with Micron. Maybe they'll bump it to 30, you know, if they cap weight it. But I'll tell you, you're in economic nirvana right now. And the main thing you have to do is just don't read the foreign press, okay? Especially the British press, which continues to pick on America and criticize us and criticize our elected leaders, etc. They have their own problems over there. That's why they have a new prime minister. I think the seventh one, and probably they get a new prime minister every year. Let's face it. And so we'll see what happens. Okay. But America is driving the world now. Okay, the dollar is very strong. Now, by the way, that strong dollar is holding gold back just a tad, because gold was an oasis for people who were nervous about currencies. It's also was driven by central bank buying pressure. But now with the dollar so strong, a lot of investors are preferring the dollar. So I haven't given up on my gold stocks, but they're not as high ranked as they once were. They do have record sales and earnings in the pipeline, and I'll be keeping an eye on them. The real reason you want to own gold stocks is a lot of these countries have been attacked by the bond vigilantes. I'll name them Japan, Britain, France. As their yields have backed up, they've lost money and they're trading their the equivalent of their treasuries. And the central banks have had to use the profits from their gold reserves to offset those trading losses. And even in America, we had that problem. You know, under Janet Yellen, the yield curve got inverted. Had you bought a treasury bond in March of 2020, a long-term bond, you'd be down over 50% today because yields backed up when Yellen lost control of the yield curve. We don't have that situation now. We have Scott Bessent. We have a normal yield curve. We got a positive slope to it. It's not inverted like it was under Janet Yellen. And we're much better managed. I realize we have $39 trillion debt, but we also have record tax revenues because of, guess what? The strong economy, okay? strong corporate earnings. They're estimating U.S. GDP at 3%, but I'll tell you, that's the Atlanta Fed. That's going to get revised higher. I'm pretty sure of that. And that's about it. So I want you to enjoy the ride. I don't want you to worry. You know, when you have such strong fundamentals, you shouldn't worry about daily gyrations. Every dip's a buying opportunity. So let's just hope Micron lights it up after the close, and it'll be interesting to evaluate the reaction tomorrow. So that's where we're at. So enjoy, everybody. Usually the second half of June is seasonally strong. We will be strong on Monday with the annual Russell realignment, a lot of stocks being added to indices. Then we have quarter and window dressing to look forward to. Then we try to tend to rally in the July 4th weekend. Then we might pause just a bit. And then we get ready for another earnings announcement season. And, of course, our results will be spectacular. So this is as good as it gets here fundamentally, folks. And so I'm ecstatic. So I want you to enjoy the ride. And let's hope Wall Street rewards Micron's stellar results at the close today. Take care, everybody. Louis Navelier.